Talk 580 WTCM. It is 9 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, September the 28th, the final Wednesday of September. Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. You know, Bonnie, sometimes we need to close our eyes and we need to imagine that we're somewhere else. And that's what you do with us during this Travel Talk segment.
It is, and it gets dangerous if I sit in my office and close my eyes imagining it every day. But at the same time, I agree with you because we all need to take that vision and we all need to relax. We all need to really, you know, just take the moment in. But the planning is now. It really is. We have a frequent guest coming back on today, and this is a person who I don't think that ever really totally relaxes because I'd love to talk to her. She's so passionate and so excited. But Cindy Vesno is here she's the business development manager from Delta Vacations and just back from a lot of things going on. They just had a Delta Vacations University for a lot of our frontline staff. A couple thousand people were there. We want to talk about what's new, what's hot type of thing. So, Cindy?
Great. Hey, Bonnie. How you doing?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yay, always fun to do it with you.
Always.
Well, you know what? I hope I don't talk too fast, but there's so many cool things going on. And the first thing I want to address is what you spoke about right now is the time to book. You need to book. Here's what's going on. Until the September 30th, we have our early bird sale. And seriously, for people who want to travel all the way into 2017, all the way through April 30th of 2017, this is the time to get your discounts, and you can't get them after September 30th. So just a couple of quickies I want to roll off my tongue, if I may.
You may roll off your tongue. Go for it.
Okay, here we go. Mexico and Costa Rica, I mean, they have up to 63% off of certain room rates. I mean, complimentary golf and Playa Mujeres, a lot of discounts off the rooms or credits. $1,500 moon credits at Moon Palace and Spa, just to mention one of them. But in Hawaii, the room rates are ridiculous for us right now this time of year. And also, the airfares are so reduced to Hawaii at this time of year. And no, they won't last forever. The other is, you know, Caribbean and Florida. We have so much opportunity through the 30th. Now, it doesn't mean we won't have opportunity after that. Now, I'll share that in a minute, but this is the time of year to book because many times you can couple on several different discounts together, perhaps a discount on a room connected with a discount I'll share with you next that Travel Authority has in place right now. So anyone who's thinking and has a date where they want to go, they need to get on the phone with Travel Authority immediately and have them price shop.
Absolutely, and we're watching that all day long in our office where we're going in and finding what you just described, these incredible value, the incredible deals, but also the added benefits that we have asked the Travel Authority to add to that.
Now, when you say that these are incredible values now, is there a certain time of the year that people are getting these values? I mean, obviously, they're getting the deals now, so to speak, in the fall. But is it for a certain time of travel, or is it just book now and you're going to save?
Yeah, book now and you're going to save through April 30th of 2017 travel.
And that takes us through winter breaks, everything.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It takes us through the winter breaks and all of that, which are we migrate out of many of these areas. So that's a great offer. It's incredible.
That is an incredible offer. I'm writing this down, Cindy. And this is, I always feel like you just had Delta Vacations, the university.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every time you're on the show, Cindy, I learn a little bit more. And I take notes, meticulous notes, write things down. Tell us about those moon credits. Is that what it was called?
At the Moon Palace.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, oftentimes at hotels, that's a very good question, I should say, Crystal, so I'm glad you asked. But many of the hotels will offer these particular credits while you're at the hotel. So it you may pay the same price for the hotel, or it may be reduced in this particular case. But they'll also throw in credits that you can use on spas or golf. Or, of course, every hotel is different. You'd have to talk to your agent at Travel Authority to find out exactly what they are. But, you know, special upgrade dining or wine or whatever, you never know what's included with that particular hotel, but it helps a lot. I mean, I think the one that I mentioned, I'm sorry, I closed down that note already, but I think the one I mentioned was $1,500.
Yeah, it
Who
was.
You can't spend an extra $1,500. And these are things that don't show up online. These are things that you have to call Travel Authority to find out about. So I hope that answered your question. And also what Bonnie had said is, yes, every year about this time, we do early booking bonuses. And it's done with our hotel partners because they want to secure their bookings for next year and then reshuffle the cards to make sure that their inventory is placed appropriately and priced appropriately. So the people who book early not only get the special prices, if a lot of people book early, which often they do now because people are figuring out this occurs for us mm-hmm. in September, the prices are even higher at the hotels after. And as Bonnie said, they can be grayed out. I mean, these hotels can close out early.
Oh, my gosh. It's seriously. And, you know, as I'm thinking about these specials and these added bonuses, almost an added value for the early bird, for someone who says, I need to have a goal to get through winter, no matter where I'm going to be. We have the holidays. We have, in some instances, the weather that you have to get through. I want that goal, and I want that goal to be Hawaii, like Cindy said, and I want that to be in March. And so you just call the Travel Authority, mm-hmm. you figure it out. But let me ask you this, Cindy, too, because spring break for most of us is going to be within that that period of time. Are the all-inclusive vacations, are those really hot still for spring break?
You know, everybody is different. They are still hot, yes. A lot of people like to go and know that their budget is set and this is what they're going to do, right? But there's also this incentive for people to go places they haven't been, and this is where it gets really dreamy, okay? They may want to go on their spring break and get the sun and have a set price, etc. And yes, that's still hot. But there's this growing population of people who say, hey, I just read about Cartagena in Colombia, and I hear it's safe and exceptionally good on the U.S. dollar, and I can get there on Delta with an easy connection, 4-hour flight from Atlanta, and I want to look at that. So there's those kind of folks, too, that are out there for the spring breaks that occur. So it's a tough one. You know, yes, all-inclusive, but yes, you have to really have the knowledge like the Travel Authority has.
It does, and I know you did a seminar at, at Delta Vacations University on that very destination. And we are seeing all of these trends. I mean, let's be honest. When we look at it and you look at it, and there's particularly growth among the millennials who make up mm-hmm. a great majority of the clients and travelers these days, they want something different. They don't, like you said, they do not want to just go back and back and back to the same places. They want to experiment with their travel. They want, you know, different wine tasting tours or different excursions that are going on. So it is an amazing opportunity out there. And then you and I both know these multi-generational travel. That is huge that's yes. going on. And you spoke about that at the university training for all the
agents. Yeah, it was so, so dynamic. I know when he was speaking about multi-generational, one of the funniest things that he said, and I have to share this because we need a laugh this morning, he goes, so who here in the room has a home phone? And all these people raised their hand, and he goes, oh, I bet you do. Look at all your watches. And, you know, it's like millennials, they use their phone. They don't wear right. a watch. So it was like, and then he went on to say, you need education here. this is how millennials want to be dealt with. And so that was really cool to hear. And yes, they want something special for them.
They want it special, and they are also, and more and more people are saying, okay, we're going to go back to that traditional travel agency. We're not. I don't get it as much as really. Are there travel agencies anymore?
Yeah, right.
There was a while of people going, are you still there?
Yeah.
But we are, and we serve that purposes. Let's say, for instance, and I see this every day in our office, we work a lot with Delta Vacations, no doubt about it. You've got great programs with the airfare in it, all of that. But then we add our touches to it. We add those recommendations on certain parts of the destination. Maybe you want to try something a little bit different while you're there. Making sure you understand that whole program that you've just gone through and purchased. Making sure we detail all the transfers and the different things like that. It's a collaborative effort that we do with you as well. And that is invaluable. Okay.
Yeah, it really
it
really is. And I think that that's where, you know, it's funny because sometimes the millennials do get a little bit of a bad rap and they just because they do things a little differently. They've grown up in a tech savvy world. They are incredibly tech savvy individuals. And yet they are venturing back to some of these what would be called sort of old school ways of doing things because they have been burned mm-hmm. by those flash mm-hmm. internet deal things, and then they get to their destination and it is not the way it looked on your computer screen.
Exactly.
You need to talk to a real live human being. You need to understand what it means, what some of these things mean. Someone needs to read them the fine print, and that's what the travel authority does.
And they make us better. We mm-hmm. love, because what has always been, and Cindy and I have been in the travel industry for a very long time, it has changed, and it will always change. Nothing's going to stay constant. The industry constantly changes. The suppliers are constantly changing. The demands and the knowledge that people have, which is great because they do research things a little bit better, but that keeps us better. That keeps us always thriving to keep up to date and to do things that make sense. So whatever generation is coming to us, I think that is the world that we live in. It's not just a traditional, hi, what do you want? You're not any good. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. You can't do that. You've got to understand, and that's what that training helps us when we do things like the Delta Vacations University or anything we go to.
Right.
It's all about making sure that the experience that the traveler gets.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to mention, too, I had a conversation with my mom, actually, recently, and she was talking about this multi-generational travel, and she was talking, hinting rather rather obviously about what she wants for a big birthday that's coming up, and she was like, I would love to take a trip with all of my daughters, and I would love to go here. And I mean, these are the kinds of things that that this is becoming more normal to talk about. We want experiences. You know, it would be much better than getting me a regular gift for this big birthday or for Mother's Day. Let's experience something together. Let's have a memory together. Are you seeing a lot of that on your end too, Cindy?
Well, Crystal, I got to tell you, I was just going to do ding, 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 ding in the phone because you hit that one.
Yes,
very, very hard. People who want to travel now are looking for experiences. People who want to, what they want on their wish list, their bucket list, are experiences. They don't want a new toaster. Mm-hmm. They want to be with their kids and watch their grandkids or their daughter or their girl. They want an experience, and that is the hugest thing right now in travel. People are not only looking to just get away. I mean, certainly there's that. We all work so hard and have such little time, we need to get away. But the people who have given it some thought of their bucket list and what they want to do, it's an experience. And usually it surrounds travel.
And it does, because as you just said, everyone has these hectic lives. You know, whether you're running your children to the soccer games or the aerobics or you name it, whatever sporting event and cultural thing, you have that going on in your life. Then at the same time, you know, that takes away sometimes with that opportunity to actually just get with the family.
Yeah.
So when you get on a trip like that, That stops.
You know, I mean, obviously I'm talking about my mom here because she's been working hard for, well, her whole life. And it's one of those situations that I think about holiday time with my mom. And I'm a mom now, too. And I think about how you miss out on some things because guess what mom's doing in the kitchen?
Cooking.
She's cooking everything. She's cleaning the house. She's getting ready for the relatives. She's buying all the gifts. She's wrapping all the gifts. And dad helps too. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes dad's doing it on his own too. But the point is that they're missing out on the experiences. Their experience is the planning of it. So, you know, sometimes I just think about how interesting it would be if we all took a break from that for a second and said, you know what, this year, Mom, the trip is all about you. Let's all experience you. Wouldn't that be great?
Hey,
I wish my kids were listening.
When she comes down, let's get that planned for her, okay?
Yes.
I want to be a part of her mom's trip. So.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But let's talk about some of the other trips, too, because we're going to run out of time, and we know we love to talk. Let's talk about people. Sometimes we don't think of the opportunity to do dive trips. We don't talk about that or ski trips like that.
Right.
And that we can all put together. Correct, Cindy?
Yes. And actually, that's one of the things that we really should point out to folks, Bonnie. The beauty with Delta Vacations is you always need an air component to travel somewhere. And we have the best in any class of service. And we guarantee this. The best price, and we can bring people from all over the country as so many families and friends are spread out now, and we can do it to just about everywhere. And you are right. A couple of the things that we miss out on in that planning is dive vacation, which is huge. We have really grown largely in our numbers. We have experts on dive, and we have experts on ski.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two things you just can't wing. You have to be. You have to eat it and sleep those two specialty travels. You need to know it inside and out. And people sometimes think, oh, I'll just look online and see, or oh, I'll go to the local shop. Well, you know what? That local shop, they are probably doing groups with Travel Authority. You know, so. Or should be, because of the benefits we offer them.
Absolutely. And that's something that, you know, it's like you said, just going online. But what we do is we compare it. We always look at that. We make sure that we go through the list. Do you want lessons in there? I mean, you don't think about that ahead of time. And that's the different things on a ski vacation. The dive vacations, more and more people have been calling us recently about dive vacations. And I know that you have some of the best ones out there with Delta Vacations, without a doubt. You know, and it's all different budgets that we look at. You know, when we're looking at, you know, whether it's a destination wedding, and we all know that's a big thing going on.
Oh, boy.
And the romance trips. You know, we talk about destination weddings, but there's romance trips that we can put together. And we have been doing that with Delta Vacations. People don't understand. It's not all about Mexico. It's about worldwide.
Your romance trip doesn't have to be watching your husband clean out the closet.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we just opened up all these new honeymoon destinations in Europe. I mean, we have Rome, we have Venice, we have London, we have Paris. And this is the best part about it. There's usually no upcharge at all to this. It's just that we have specific hotel partners that, along with us, want to make that trip special so that you're thrilled. And you tell all your friends how thrilled you are. So we do it right. And Bonnie, I know you know that because the Travel Authority has used us for years on our specialty honeymoon and romance packages.
We've had the vows renewed on a Hawaiian beach with a group. You take it, we can do it all over the world. But at the same time, we don't identify those. I mean, as we started out, it was, you know, what's hot, what's new. Well, we know the all-inclusives are there. We know the trips south are going to happen. But we start looking at the worldwide opportunities and so many things within the United States. That is a huge market. It's not just Hawaii or whatever. There are so many programs out there.
The other thing, just a quick throw out here, Bonnie, I thought of is our flexible getaways.
You think?
You know, we were talking about different the families being separated around the United States, they can all fly in and get discounts because they're a group of travelers.
Even if they're coming from different parts of the United States, huh?
Yeah, they can come from different parts or they can come from the same city. It's called flexible getaways because it is so ridiculously flexible. I mean, the only requirement really is that they stay in a hotel for three nights, a similar three-night stay. So some people might stay 10 days and some people may only stay three,
right.
But they can still be part of that group. It's very flexible.
Very cool.
And
well, it's having your vacation your way. And we've always talked about for years, and that's what we've always had that opportunity with Delta Vacations to do.
Bonnie, well, I remember that Hawaii group you did.
I know. that's what I'm going back to, harken those days. Without
Have
a doubt.
Your vacation.
Oh, isn't that great?
Have mm-hmm. your vacation your way. Do it your way. Figure out what's hot, what's new. Have those conversations and make the plans. Because as Cindy pointed out, now is the time to do it. And you're going to be getting uber amounts of extras and goodies and freebies and all mm-hmm. that other stuff that we like to have, that added value stuff to your vacation. If you book now with the Travel Authority and you say, hey, I heard Cindy Vesno on the Travel Authority Travel Talk and I want those moon credits. I want that free stuff. Let's do it, Bonnie. You can do it and just give them a call or better yet, go online to thetravelauthority.com. Bonnie, it's that easy.
It's that easy and it's the time. Mm-hmm. It really is the time to be doing it now.
And Cindy, it's always wonderful to talk to you.
Always wonderful to talk to you.
Cindy Vesno, of course, with Delta Vacations, which means
Delta,
we got to say goodbye. Thank you so much for the conversation. Travel Talk is always a blast. Bonnie Pintozzi, until next week.
You bet, I'll be here.
We love it.
Thank you.
And did I hear you say, he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in